Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, hello, and thank you for joining me to today's show. I just got back from a book tour on the East Coast, and I decided to take this topic. I had chosen it long before, you know how intuition works, when I was submitting my shows for the month. But when I was on the East Coast, people kept coming up to me, and they kept saying to me, Carol, can you talk about chronic fatigue syndrome? I need to know if I've really got a problem or if it's just this energy that just seems to be pulling us in so many different directions. So I just, you know, I thought, well, Carol Reitberger would love to take the credit for being intuitive enough to know that this was going to all take place. But the truth is, energy, I was just talking to Rebecca, the energy shifted on Thursday afternoon, 5 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time. And on Friday, everything seemed different. So I decided a long time ago to talk about chronic fatigue. I am going to talk about that today, but I want to talk about it a little bit differently from the standpoint that many times if we have day after day where we feel tired, it's easy for us to really think that maybe there's something wrong with us. We're energy beings. That's one of the things I always teach in everything I do, is if you could see yourself as energy first and matter second, then what's going to happen is then you realize that there are no limitations. Your mind can't get in the way. If it does, then you get drained of energy. But being drained of energy is different than chronic fatigue. So I'm going to take a little bit different approach on it. I am going to talk about chronic fatigue. I'm going to talk about the symptoms, a lot of the psychological meanings behind it, also some things that you can do to be able to work with your body, to be able to heal the body, so then this debilitating fatigue that you feel day in and day out can start to dissipate to the point where you can get your life back. And chronic fatigue has very, very definitive symptoms. The energy tension that we've been put in, this pull between enlightenment consciousness that we've really entered into, but now is pulling us forward, and this fear and the scarcity and this all the chaos that we're being actually in at the time, we just feel like sometimes we're just being pulled apart, and that can create fatigue. So what I would like to do is just say that, you know, we're going to differentiate those two. I am going to be taking your calls. I don't know whether I love sharing information more or taking the calls more, but I do love touching your energy and answering your questions. So if you have a question for me about chronic fatigue, also about your health in general, you can call me at 877-230-3062. That's in the U.S. and Canada. And then ask me the questions. And if you think that you have chronic fatigue, ask me the question. As a medical intuitive, not being a doctor, I can't diagnose or prescribe. But what I can tell you is that I can feel in your field as if it is really a chronic fatigue, or if it's just being pulled around, yanked around, drained, all of the, you know, the news, the yada yada and everything else that we have that just basically is separating us or trying to separate us from our higher self. And it's, I think it's almost like the universe has heard our cries. And it's like in that grand scheme of things, it said, oh boy, you know, we've got to just lighten them up. They've got to raise their vibration. And let's just do our part on one side and raise our vibration. They'll raise their vibration, because, you know, everything is connected. That's the other part of seeing yourself through the eyes of energy. Everything is connected by a living field of consciousness that is unspoken, unidentifiable by the human mind, because it's, the human mind is at a lower frequency, but we are connected to something greater, and what we do does affect others, and what others do does affect us. Well, let me start by saying, I think it's very interesting, because when you hear the term chronic fatigue, you always hear the word syndrome. And the word syndrome, they don't say chronic fatigue illness, but they say it's a syndrome. And the reason they use that word is because syndrome implies that the cause may be due to reoccurring patterns of behavior, reoccurring patterns of stress. and that it isn't just something that's the result of what's going on in the body. One of the things I find as a medical intuitive is that chronic fatigue syndrome, that perpetual part of how we feel this day in and day out, and the fatigue can start out a little bit and then it can become completely debilitating to where it's difficult for you to even get through the day. And what I do find is that true chronic fatigue syndrome is tied to the immune system. And it's an immune disorder. And what that's saying indirectly is that your immune system is very, very tired. The other thing that I find frequently with chronic fatigue syndrome is that it has the impetus behind it, or the root behind it, of Epstein-Barr virus. There's a common thread of the way the body expresses chronic fatigue as tied to mono. So many times a person is infected with Epstein-Barr virus. In fact, many of us, truthfully, and probably a greater number than we actually are aware of, are affected by Epstein-Barr virus. At the time we get it, it makes us feel tired, but when it attacks the immune system or causes the immune system to attack itself and overwhelms the immune system, then it creates that perfect storm in the body to where the body just becomes tired, the immune system becomes tired, it can't find that virus, it doesn't know what to do with it, and it's just like the immune system's running around like a, you know, a bunch of little mini yous trying to figure out what's going on, and it just basically becomes very tired. We know that people that are under prolonged stress are at risk of getting chronic fatigue syndrome. There's a second component to it besides just what it does to the immune system. It can happen also because the adrenals aren't functioning properly. Maybe you've been in prolonged stress for a long time, and it's a different kind of stress that we associate with the loss of a loved one or the loss of a job or the loss of something that you love, perhaps a pet or something. We do get fatigued at that time, but with chronic fatigue, it goes on and on and on. And it basically is a fatigue that is so tiring and debilitating that it lasts for 2 weeks or more. And that's something then for you to go in and to see a medical professional or even a holistic professional to be able to see if what you're dealing with is just the stress of maybe the loss, or is there something greater? We also know that the mental and emotional state of a person affects the immune system. There's a field called psychoneuroimmunology that has a tremendous research base in the study around how our emotions affect the immune system. So again, it's that chronic stress with that chronic sadness. And a lot of times there is a connection, while doctors don't necessarily put the two together, there's a connection between true depression, chemical depression, and chronic fatigue syndrome. So the state of mind and where you are emotionally is another thing for you to consider. People who tend to have chronic yeast problems or allergies seem to have a higher predisposition for chronic fatigue syndrome. Part of the reason for that is that when the pH changes in the small intestine, it affects the immune system's ability to be effective. And what that can mean is the yeast can actually go systemic. Some people will store, it'll move to their chest. Some people turn into the sinus area. Some people have had headaches. Some people will have thrush. Some people, because it gets in the blood, will have this general overall debilitating fatigue. We also know that there's a connection between hormone imbalances and hypoglycemia. People with thyroid issues, it seems that they have an increased susceptibility. Again, it's because the immune system can't read what's going on with all these other aspects in the physical body, and so it's what doing is being hypervigilant to be sure that there isn't a real problem, meaning that we don't have some kind of invader or bacteria that really could create havoc in the body or actually can create a severe illness. Also, there's an association, as I said, around the depression. But again, it's clinical depression. It's the chemical depression. In fact, I have a teleclass that's going to be happening on May 21st at 5 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time, and the whole teleclass is going to be on depression. You know, we all have the times where we feel sad or we have the blues or we get melancholy, and again, those things don't last for a long time. They may seem like they do when you're in the throes of it, but when we're talking about depression, we're really talking about a behavioral pattern around people thinking that they're victims or that what they're doing is they have feelings of despair and overwhelming sense that their life is out of control to the point where they're so confused, mentally immobilized, they can't seem to move forward. And again, depression, so you know whether you have depression or even, like I said, chronic fatigue, is you have to look at the time that you, the length of time you have it. Again, it's kind of like a 2-week window. Now, if you go into the third week, it's something to start acting on. If it goes a month or more, then I really do encourage you to go see a holistic or a healthcare professional to be able to help you with that. Also, that we know that 85% of the chronic fatigue syndrome are women. It seems to be most active in females between the ages of 30 and 50 who are outgoing overachievers and who tend to suppress themselves emotionally. You know, if there's anything that I can say in this show is that I hope that will be a benefit on top of all the other information is if you express your emotions, hooray for you. Now, maybe your families don't like it. Your family, work coworkers don't like it. Maybe your spouse doesn't like it or your partner doesn't like it. But the suppression of emotions, we know in psychoneuroimmunology, actually will depress or suppress that immune system's ability to do the job that it needs to. And there's a couple of emotions that seem to ring true, whether it's the loss of sweetness of life, which is around hypoglycemia, or whether it's the depression where you just can't seem to get yourself out of bed or feel good about yourself or anything that you do, and chronic fatigue, is that we find that common thread in psychoneuroimmunology in those areas are specifically around the suppression of emotions. Now, you know, I'm not advocating that we all go take assertiveness training and that we're going to all, you know, go in and learn how to just take this anger that many of us have inside. In fact, most of us have inside if we really went there, and to be able to just blast someone. There has to be a healthy way for you to be able to express your emotions. And I really do encourage you to find out what that healthy way to do it for you. Maybe it's to say to someone, that is unacceptable behavior. Or it's saying, you're hurting my feelings. Or back off or whatever and walk out of the room. A lot of people don't like that, but don't say no problem. Because if it feels like a compromise inside emotionally, then what it does is it actually changes the chemistry of your body. And that, that suggestion that I give to the personalities in my world of color is, you know, oranges, please, please do learn to express yourself. Even if you think that they're not listening, just get it out of the inside and get it outside. Greens, you tend to hold it in also. Eventually, it will reach that place where you're like a pot on a stove boiling over. You let go. You use a four-letter word. It's not love. But when you hit that place where you're using that word, you are saying to everyone that's around you, back off. I need to get this out. I can't suppress and stifle. So again, looking at kind of the psychological components of chronic fatigue syndrome, it really is important for us to find a healthy, constructive way for us to be able to set our boundaries and be able to express ourselves emotionally. Now, as a medical intuitive, I'm what I call a soul-directed diagnostician. That's a mouthful, isn't it? And one of the reasons that I'm that way is I always start at the soul. I know that all imbalances in the energy field, all ultimate illnesses in the body or syndromes in the body are the fact that there's compromise. Your soul is not being able to grow and express itself. You are feeling compromised. So in the way that I look at chronic fatigue, while it overall affects the body, what it affects it most of all is that it affects, it's like, why even bother to say anything? Nobody's going to hear what I'm saying. And when we stop talking and we withdraw, then the chronic fatigue can become depression, or depression can become the chronic fatigue. So it's important for us when we're looking at what's going on in our body to go back and to really look at it from a whole perspective or holistic perspective and look at those psychological components as well as what's just going on in the body itself. What I find is the soul just really wants us to experience. The soul doesn't go in and say, okay, now you're not going to experience this anymore because you've done it for 25 years. What the soul says is it's just an experience. It gives you an opportunity to change. It gives you an opportunity to express yourself. Our human mind comes in and goes, oh man, been there, done that. Don't want to do that anymore. And it suppresses and suppresses. So as a medical intuitive who is soul directed, as a diagnostician, I look at the whole picture, and I really encourage you, because we're all medical intuitives to some degree, look at the whole picture and then see what part of your life is creating the compromise that could be draining you of energy. And it isn't about taking that leap of faith to just get rid of everything. It's about taking baby steps. And that's really what spiritual development is all about. It's about those baby steps. So some different patterns that I find, and then I'm going to start taking your calls. Some of the different things that this people's soul has said to me when I've been doing all this work around chronic fatigue syndrome and all the years I've been doing it. And what the soul is saying to me is that the roots may very well be patterns of unhealthy thinking. If your thoughts are betraying you, then take one thought, the thought that maybe has the strongest emotional charge, or if you're not up to it that day, just a thought that isn't serving you well, and then work on that thought and change it, and change it for 30 days. I always was curious when I was doing all of my motivational speaking way back when. I do it a little bit differently now, and I couldn't figure out why 30 days. Well, we actually have a 28 to 30 day cycle within us mentally from where a thought is created to where it actually becomes an outcome in the body. Now, if the thought is heavily charged with emotions and heavily charged with negativity, then that 30-day window shortens. But to change a thought, literally, we have to have affirmations, visualization, change our behavioral patterns, and then we'll change our thoughts. Beliefs we have about ourselves. If we take the word belief and we drop the B-E and we drop the F, we have a lie. Now, at the time we create those beliefs, they're really important to us. But the bottom line of it is, ultimately, they become the very thing that becomes the master over our own thinking. Also, I find that abuses, whether it's on physical, emotional, or mental, can also have an underlying charge around the predisposition for chronic fatigue syndrome. Also, an unhealthy lifestyle, such as overeating, being in an abusive relationship, being not heard, is as emotionally traumatic as physical abuse many times because we think we're going crazy. And then also drinking, smoking. A lot of times we do drugs, whether it's recreational or controlled substance. All of those things affect the immune system's ability to do what it needs. Unhealthy relationships. If you are saying things to yourself that you wouldn't say to your worst enemy, I say to people, just sip it. Get quiet. Listen to what you say to yourself. That is not a healthy way for you to talk to yourself. If you could see you like I see you in energy and light and through that naivety and innocence and child of the soul that just every day wants to get up and wants to experience life and wants to use its five physical senses, and the soul doesn't go in and go, oh man, that experience was a bummer. What the soul says is, that experience offers you the opportunity to either continue what you're doing or to change. And as a medical intuitive, that's the way that I look at illness, and I start at the soul. And I say, when I'm doing readings, I'll say, soul, what am I supposed to do to serve this person well today? I don't go in and say, body, what's going on with you? I'll get there. But I always start at the soul, and I encourage you to do the same thing. All right, so let's go ahead and start off with some calls. Hi, Joellen from Illinois, line one. Hi, how can I help you?
Hi, Carol, how are you?
I am wonderful. I love this energy shift. How about you, sweetie?
Okay, yes, I do.
Actually, you know what? It's like I just needed to kind of separate you from your body at the moment, hon, so I could get that little bouncy, little perky, little, you know, can-do-it little person that you are. I mean, you are just, you know, I say this with great love, but, sweetie, you're like a bulldog on a bone. You know, when
oh,
you
I
say,
am.
Oh my oh, God, my. When you set your mind to something, this is it. You are going to make this happen. I go to your body. It's like your body. It's like your soul is saying to your body, okay, let's walk forward. Okay, let's take a step. So
I really am like that.
You are. So I had to kind of separate you there. So now what can I do to help you in your question?
All right. Well, firstly, I just absolutely love your show, and I went from your other radio show and followed you over here because you are my absolute favorite.
Thank you.
I go to an acupuncturist, and I started going for a couple reasons. And the initial reason was I was diagnosed with adult ADD, and then I always have had back pain since probably about 27, 28. Mm-hmm. And then from one thing to another, I just kind of stayed along because, you know, I've got a real sensitive stomach. And then I had a knee injury from, you know, surfing. So I'm just wondering if acupuncture is helping all these issues. And, you know, if you could just do a scan of my body and see.
Absolutely.
You know, am I making up some of this stuff or is it really there?
No, it's really there, sweetie. So that's the first thing. It isn't a figment of your imagination. The acupuncture feels like it did work, but it feels like it needs to change. The practitioner you're working with feels extremely skilled, but your body has habits energetically. The muscles have habits. Your thoughts have habits. Your spine has habits. That's just the way we are. And one of the things that is the acupuncturist working with you in the brow area? Does that put needles in the eyebrow area for you in the temples?
Not in the temples, but along the furrows.
Okay.
No.
you mean those smiling eyed laugh lines and all those worry lines
yeah.
and stuff? Yeah, I know those really well myself. Okay. So one of the things I would like to, again, not to negate the practitioner's work, very, very skilled, but there are some things that have changed energetically with you. It would be worthwhile if the needles would be worked in the sixth chakra. That goes all the way from just the bridge of the nose itself all the way up to probably close to the forehead itself. I have an energy congestion that's in the sixth chakra, specifically around the sinus nasal area. This is your intuition. Your intuition's knocking at the door. It's saying, hello, I need you to listen to me. And what the acupuncture can do is it can take away that congestion in that area. That's going to take away that heaviness that I'm feeling in your head and why you don't seem to, excuse me for saying it kind of this way, but have your head on straight. Uh-huh. And what I mean by that is that your head is tipped. It's tipped in the skull to the right side. And what I think the acupuncture can do is it can take the pressure off the head, off the muscles using the chi, put the head back on straight. That's going to help you with your cervical spine. It's going to help you with a back injury. When I go back in, I probably was about 4 or 5 years old. You fell off of a tricycle. You fell off of something on your tailbone. Your tailbone's really, really sensitive. It seems like you've spent a lot of time on your bottom, darling, and, you know, having
I
it jarred. Yeah. And so what occurs is that tailbone, because of the injuries, is tucked under. That's causing more pressure on the muscles, the glute muscles in the butt area. And it's causing, it's causing the spine to have these real, it feels to me like extreme dips and curves. So if I came down the center of your back, I went into the lumbar, I can actually see your spine going in towards your belly button. And then I can go back to just where you know, that little bottom that you have, and that it kind of protrudes out, and then your tailbone tucks under. And so my thought is, with acupuncture, if you could go in, work in the brow area, work in the center of the spine, and specifically third chakra, whether the acupuncturist wants to do the needles in the front or in the back, doesn't make any difference. It's in the knees, and then also it would be worthwhile if the acupuncturist would use needles in your ankles. And what that'll do is it'll pull that chi down the way that it needs to. It comes down the spine, it breaks at the pelvic area, goes down to each knee, it gets amplified in the knees, it goes down into the ankles. Your ankles feel really tight to me. And when the ankles are tight, your SI joint, that hip girdle area, that pelvic girdle, isn't working as well. And then the spine itself, the muscles come in and go, here we go again, and they tighten right up on you. So again, I can't say that the practitioner is not skilled and is not doing their job. I think that the practitioner is still working on the old patterns, and you're changing your, taking more, it feels like you're taking charge of your life. It's like you've been letting a lot of things go. I'm picking up a lot of cleaning closets around you, whether it's literal or metaphoric. And what you're doing is you're getting ready to step forward. And I think that with that stepping forward is using your intuition. And in using that intuition, then it will show you where to go instead of you staying frozen in one place like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do this again. Been there, done that. And I think that's what's going on. So yes. Go ahead, sweet.
Is the ADD medicine that I'm taking, is that blocking my intuition, or is it something I should be taking at all?
Yes, you should be taking it. You truly do have adult ADD.
Yeah.
And, but the other part of it is you're an indigo, so this has always been a predisposition. But as an indigo, as an adult, wanting to do your work, you've always done your work, but to recognize doing your work, the medication is helping you focus. And I think that part of the thing with this medicine and the benefit of it, truthfully, is that you're beginning to feel comfortable enough now that you can focus enough and you can step forward. But what I'm finding with the intuition is that it's trying to break free. The third eye is trying to, you know, talk to your mind, brain the way it needs to. But what it's going to have to do, it's going to have to talk to your heart. So another way to say it is your intuition follows your heart. If your heart tells you to do something, follow your heart. Your intuition will become more visible to you. You'll be getting more validation around it. That will make it easier for you to step forward. So
help me with my intuition. How can I?
You know what? You're just an intuitive being. Sometimes, honey, it's just as simple as just acknowledging you're an intuitive being. Our intuition will only speak to us via our soul when we're ready to hear it. Mm-hmm. We're all intuitive. The decisions that you are standing at this place in your life to make, follow your heart. If you follow your heart, it will be your intuition that will be guiding you. That is as simple as I can say it. Anytime you don't, it's the wrong place, isn't it, sweetie?
Mm-hmm.
And
you're
so
awesome.
Pardon?
I said, you are so awesome. You're right on the mark with everything.
You're just darn good at sending at me, so back at you. But what this is that just, it's like reacquainting yourself with your intuition and then not trying, just allow it to be. Your intuition's that little bulldog like I pick up in you. It's that little part of you that when you get really jazzed about something, oh my gosh, you could sell ice to an Eskimo. And that's your intuition. That's how it speaks. It speaks through that joy. And what's going on in your body, it just has old patterns. And I think if we can change the patterns energetically so you can feel free and light the way that you are, I think it's going to change your physical body. The other thing you might consider is cranial sacral therapy. And what that'll do is it'll work with the cranial nerves. It will be able to stabilize that cerebral spinal fluid. You will just feel clear of mind. Now, you may think that it's just the medication. It's not. But the medication is not preventing your intuition.
Okay.
So good job. Good job. Well, thank you so much for calling me. And you know what? Thank you for following me. I've heard that a lot when I was on the road. And oh my gosh, all of you are just, you're the impetus. You're kind of that wind beneath my wings to keep me going. So thanks, Jolene, Joelle.
And
I'm
I love
feared.
It. And you know, yeah. I follow you also because, you know, it's not that, oh, I hope I get a reading. It's because the information that you give at the beginning of all the readings is so excellent. And then when you do readings for other people, I have written down stuff that you've said to other people that I'm like, oh, I got to, you know, keep this in mind. So
you know,
all of your advice is great.
Well, thank you. And I'll tell you what, you know how this works, is as I'm saying this to other people, I'm the same place, Joellen. I'm writing this down going, whoa, this is really good, Carol. You could probably use this. Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, thank you, my love. I really do appreciate your calls. And most important, I appreciate your support. Light and love. And
right at
you. You bet. You bet. Okay. So let's go ahead and we're going to take a short commercial break. Then we're going to come back. I am going to start off taking calls. I'll talk a little bit more about chronic fatigue syndrome, some of the things that you can do. But stay tuned. I'm going to be right back and share how we can work with chronic fatigue syndrome and find out, is it really that? So stay tuned. Thank you.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
If you have a music CD that needs more exposure, send it to us and we will play it here on the CTR Network. For more info on this, go to ctrmusic.net.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now, toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
Well, welcome and thank you for joining me today. The topic I've been talking about throughout the show has been on chronic fatigue syndrome. I am taking your calls, so if you have a question for me, I encourage you to call me, please, and ask a question about chronic fatigue syndrome or about your health. You can call me at 877-230-3062. That's in the U.S. and Canada. And then also, I've been taking calls about, we're having a mutual admiration day as well as anything else. It's very important for us to be able to hear good things about ourselves with everything that's going on. And why? Because when we do, we raise our vibration. When we raise our vibration, then all the precursors that can cause illness in the body just seem to melt away. And chronic fatigue is one of those. So let me go ahead. I think I'd like to go in and let's jump in. And I want to take a couple more calls right now. And then I'll go in. I'm going to talk about some of the hidden meanings as a medical intuitive that I have found around chronic fatigue, and then share some of the ideas of what you can do to be able to help yourself heal chronic fatigue. Most important to know, is it truly chronic fatigue or is it just too much stress and that it doesn't last long enough to be chronic fatigue? So let's go ahead to Linda in Toronto, line two. Hi, how are you, Linda?
Hi, I'm fine, Carol. How are you?
I am very good. How can I help you, hon?
Well, I have a question for you, Carol. I cannot believe that I'm fortunate enough to be able to speak to you again. I was your last caller last week, and we got just a couple of minutes, and you told me what you could regarding severe head pain. And anyways, you asked me to see a cranial sacral therapist, and I did. And my question is, I have seen him before. When they work on me, after they're done, I feel great for a couple of hours, and then the pain is insurmountable for the next 3 to 5 days after that. And so it always keeps me away from them. And quite frankly, this terrifying head pain, I don't know whether it's a primary problem or a secondary problem. And I'm not sure if you can see something there for me.
Absolutely. And thanks. I'm so glad you got back because I remember the call. Boy, it was like we are on warp speed, download, download, download. So this is really good. The thing with the craniosacral, what I had picked up was it will help stabilize the cranial nerves, and those cranial nerves affect aspects of the body. It affects, of course, our smell, our sight. It also our hearing, but it also affects that mid part of the body around our personal power, third chakra, the stomach, and the nausea. So in the desire to do that. It was to give your body some relief from this heaviness that I was feeling in the head area itself.
Right.
So with that, and I can certainly appreciate where you are, and I will be the first one to tell you, you probably need to not do it again just because of the fear that's associated with it. Because anytime we get in that fear, no matter how, whether it would work or it won't, it wouldn't work because we just have that fear. So let's go in and let's take a different route with this.
Right.
So let's actually go into the body itself. Now that I've got the time, I can go ahead
right.
and be able to do this. So in the body itself, where I find that the issue is the issue is actually in the cervical part of the spine, where the spine itself, the vertebrae, come into the shoulders.
Right.
In that area, I have got lump after lump after lump in all the different degrees and the kind of those bands of muscles that we have.
And that's where the problem is.
Yeah, exactly. And what happens is that when we have the craniosacral or other different modalities that I could suggest to you, what's going to happen is that's an old pattern in your body. So no matter where I'm going to take you, that pattern is going to resurface. And it's almost like, it feels to me, honey, like somebody's got their hand on the top of your head and pushing it down into the neck area and just compressing everything.
Yeah.
So the reason I want to give you these visuals is so you could go in and start doing some work, and then I'm going to suggest some other places for you to be able to maybe look at a practitioner. So what we have is we have muscles that have very, very tight toxin. They're like little pockets of toxin, like the fascia has just become hard as a rock.
Right.
And what I would like you to do is I would like you to spend time. There's a couple things. Is I would like you to use Edgar Cayce's old remedy of castor oil packs on flannel. And I would like you to create a piece of flannel that's kind of in a kidney shape where it'll curve around your neck and then drop forward onto your the front of your body just above the breast area itself. And then what you'll want to do is you're going to want to use some castor oil drops in that area. Cayce believed that it would take the toxins out of the muscles and it would allow the fascia to be able to liquefy and to go back to being smooth. What I don't want you to do is I don't want you to go in and beat the daylights out of them. And that's one of the reasons that, you know, I haven't felt really, if you could do massage and you could do myofascial release, that would
And I can't. Every time I go to do
something,
I have a list of things I've done. It just flares up.
It just flares up with it. So what I want you to do is I want you to visualize. We want to pull those toxins out. I want you to visualize seeing those muscles become fluid like butter on a hot pan. And then what I'd like you to do is I would like you to visually see yourself with a cord running from the bottom of your pelvis and all the way to the top of your head and out of your head. And I would like you to see yourself pulling on that cord and just kind of expanding yourself. And what that'll do is it'll take the compression off the vertebrae. There is a machine that some chiropractors will use that NASA uses for the astronauts when they come back into their human body on Earth, where the gravitational pull is different and where the spine seems to compress itself. And what this machine will do is it will slowly just take the pressure off of those vertebrae, and it's just kind of like it stretches ever so gently the vertebrae apart so those discs in between don't feel compressed. Now, you can do that through visualization, but we do need to get the toxins out of you. The other thing is it feels like essential oils would be very healthy for you. There's some that would create a plugged up. There's some things that you do have some allergies around. Lavender, I'm picking up, could probably work for you. Tuberose would not. I could go in and do basil, but I couldn't do juniper. So you might look at doing some essential oils in that area. And again, what I'm picking up with this piece that we're creating for around your neck, you could use a little bit of heat in that, maybe a little bit of time warming it up. That will relax the muscles. But I do need to get those vertebrae pulled apart, whether we do it visualization or we actually do it through the physical part. And the reason for that is that it's causing a twist in your spine down in your lower back, not all the way down to your bottom, but in your lower back.
Yeah.
And it's just like, we just want this beautiful, beautiful healing teal silver cord from the bottom of your bottom to the top of your head and above it, and just visualize it pulling ever so gently and hold it. And then relax.
What do you do with the lavender, Carol? Just put it on that piece.
I would spritz it myself because I would just get a host that you could feel good about. You could probably use maybe a grapeseed oil. It feels like it's got to have a oil. You could even maybe use a brandy or something like that. Put in the lavender oil and just spritz around, on the cloth itself. And then what it'll do is it feels like it'll just kind of breathe it in, and it'll just give you some relief even within the sinus area and then the chest area. And part of the reason I wanted this cloth to kind of drop over the chest area toward the breast area is that a lot of the tension that I find in the neck, I can pick it up in the front of your breast area near your breastbone. Those little mastoid muscles in the neck themselves are just tighter than a tick.
Yes.
And I
wondered if I didn't have a right frozen shoulder.
Well, actually, you do, but the thing is it isn't the shoulder that's the problem. It's the shoulder that's the outcome because of the vertebrae.
Right.
And so we just...
I can't use that right arm at all in any way. I can't sleep on it. I can't move it. I can't use it. I can't do anything.
Absolutely. And again, it's toxin. It's that buildup. It's that immobilizing. And then that's the next part of it is you'll want to feel like you're not frozen in one place.
Exactly.
And you have made a change in the last couple months. You've had a real breakthrough. I can feel it. If I could have the time, I would be able to go into great depth. But I can tell you, it feels to me that whatever you did a couple months ago, that you made a conscious shift in your thinking to stop carrying the weight of the world on your shoulder and stop carrying one person you're so worried about on that right shoulder, that I can actually feel some relief, even from where we were in the call last week. Something you've done, hon, you're making some changes. So let's do some visualization. Let's do some essential oils. Let's go in and use a little bit of the heat. Let's go in and,
it feels good at the time, and then it flares up a couple hours later.
Exactly. Well, what we have to do is we've got to get the toxin out. It's the inflammation, and that's what keeps going back.
So the toxin will come out with the lavender and with the castor oil and with the visualization?
Absolutely. Let's see if that works, because we know that I could send you to practitioner after practitioner. You've got this.
It's going to flare up.
Well, it is, because there's a fear. There's a fear that, that something bad's going to happen. And honest to goodness, I don't care whether it's a doctor or a practitioner. As long as that fear's real in you, it's going to go back. You can feel the relief when you're there. And that's what I want you to remember. Remember that relief. And let's see if we can reprogram the muscles that way.
By
just visualizing, meditating. And then, you know what? Just rub up underneath your ears. Just gently rub, like you're kind of thinking, and rub, and see if we can get those little mastoid muscles and stuff. What we have is we have an old injury that is just compressed everything. That's what I was picking up. And the methodology to use it, there's so much fear around it, because then you can't think clearly, then you can't function. And that will shrink your world very quickly, so I understand
it
where
does.
You are. Yeah. So see if you can do that and use those visualizations. We want butter in a hot pan, melt. We want to see this cord being pulled and these vertebrae being just pulled ever so gently, so the compression on the disc, the compression on the nerves, the right shoulder can start to free up a little bit. It's an old pattern. This is an old psychological pattern.
Yes, it is.
But you've made the shift of that pattern. You're consciously working on letting things go. That's going to help you tremendously. So
wonderful.
I think that let's try that. And then what? I know you're going to get back in, sweetie. So give me a call in a couple of weeks. Let me know what's going on.
It's
and then I'll see if I can take
the color of mine, Carol. I've read your book.
It is, it just is, you're like that little train that can, and by gosh, I think you're going to do it. It's just, we need to get you beyond that fear part of it and help your body remember how it knows to make itself better.
I will work on that.
Oh, very good.
Thank
All right.
I
My pleasure.
It. All right.
Okay. Light and love to you. Okay. So some of the other things I find as a medical intuitive around chronic fatigue syndrome, some of the heavy hidden meanings is I find people always saying, you know, I can't say no. I'm just pooped out. All I do is give. It, you know, when is it about me? When am I going to get my time? Also, having the loss of a sense of purpose or direction in life, we feel like we're stuck. And, you know, we're really never stuck, not energetically. That's why I started the show out. If you could see yourself energetically, you're never stuck. You're always fluid. What we do is we get stuck in our thoughts, and we repattern those thoughts, and we repeat those thoughts, and we think we're changing, but sometimes we're really changing only a little bit, and then we fall back into the patterns. So, again, we need to have a sense of purpose. We need to have something that gets us up every day, whether it's an animal to feed or a kitty that needs to be loved, or, you know, some of our children need to be, the children need to be fed, or a husband. We've got to have something that gets us out of bed. Also, I find that it's the product of someone who has been in a relationship that's really controlling, overbearing. They feel oppressed. They feel that the relationship is basically taking the life away from them. And as a result, they feel like they're being just as a kind of a, the person is possessing them. They're in control of everything that can happen. And so what we need to do is to be able to self-care. Some of the things that we can actually go in if we're dealing with true chronic fatigue. And what I mean by that is this is fatigue that every day for more than 2 weeks makes it difficult for you to get out of bed. We all have our blue days. We all have our days that we wake up in the morning and go, man, I'd like to call in sick today. I just really don't want to go into work. That's not what I'm talking about. If you have more than 2 weeks and it starts going toward a month, then I encourage you to look to someone to see how you can be able to help yourself. Nutrition. Nutrition is very important if it is true chronic fatigue. Keep our diets at least 50% of fresh foods, and then preferably foods that are high in chlorophyll, antioxidants, and also high in fiber. Acupressure is very good, specifically in the gallbladder points, reflexology, herbal therapy, mind-body medicine. What do I mean by that? Medication. That was a Freudian slip. That does work. But meditation, Qigong. Hello. I need my left brain back there. There you go. Yoga, guided imagery. Also, homeopathy is very effective in working with chronic fatigue syndrome. And the most important thing is allow yourself to get the rest you need. I know that when it goes day in and day out, you really want to push yourself, but push yourself in a little burst and then give yourself the time to be able to heal or to sleep. Also, exercise, everything in moderation, short walks, maybe a light aerobic exercise, or even a light stretching. Keep your body moving, and then the brain will release endorphins that will be able to help you. Again, if you are interested, I do have my your health teleclass that's happening May 21st, 5 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time. Hello, Rebecca. We need a little bit of help here. I feel like Fireman Bill with that upper lip. So what we're going to do is you can go to my website. It's at ritberger.com, ritberger.com. And what you can do is you can come onto the teleclass. It's 60 minutes in length. You do pay for your own toll call. I'll be talking about depression from a lot of different angles, sharing the energy mapping, sharing also personality predisposition, and then how it maps in the chakras and so forth. Very, very comprehensive look at depression itself. And then if you purchase the teleclass, you will get a downloadable audio download of the class itself. Plus, if you pay an additional little bit more, you'll actually get a printable PDF on depression that you can collect in a binder, and you'll be able to keep this as a resource tool for yourself or for anyone else. So, again, going back, it's Thursday, May 21st, 5 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time. To find more information or to register, please go on ritberger.com. Okay, so let me go in, and let's see if we can do this. Hi, let's take Rebecca, line 3 from Tennessee. Hi, Rebecca. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello.
Oh, hi there, sweetie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I am good. We have probably about 4 or 5 minutes.
Yes,
so
yes,
good.
I would, speed right through this, but I want to say I just love you. You're beautiful, and I think you are totally awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, I am dealing with an old injury, old trauma, and it has left my left side of my body very weak. I've been trying to recover. This hip flexor is the main culprit right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it has tightened up this whole area in the quads, the hams, the calf, and it's made my knee, the patella seems to have shifted.
It has.
So, you know, I'm trying to make a decision. I'm going to Orlando to do some biofeedback, to get the, signal from my brain to my muscle. Signal. So, I'm just kind of up in there on which way to go because of the knee. Can you assist me?
I can.
Thank
and
you
are welcome. The aggravation of the knee itself, and I can actually see the injury itself, and what it's doing is it's causing the knee to basically, where it seems like it would pull it inward, the knee feels like it's pulling itself outward. It's like the left side of your body is trying to pull itself into some kind of balance so the right side doesn't have to work as hard. So
right.
I can go in and see the injury. What it's doing is when it is pulling out, you are very, very right. It is causing the tibia to be able to come in, and even the femur up, that big bone
yes.
between the knee and the hip, it's
yes.
causing them to not seat in the socket the way they need to. So it's continuing to aggravate. And I actually have bone on bone in two places. I'm going to give you a visualization.
Okay.
On the inside of the left knee, on the inside, if you were to go to the kneecap and go to the outside part of the leg, that
gotcha.
Tibia is not coming in and it is not seated the way it needs to.
Okay.
When I go in to the femur is cocked out to the left side. So I've got this knee that's these bones that are trying to right the knee itself, but the knee itself is causing the bones to not seat in the socket.
Right.
What it's done is it's created an old memory in the muscles themselves, and the muscles on the, in the glute, where it comes down the center of the spine in that butt area
yep.
goes down the butt. It goes out to the outer thigh. On the left side, it wraps around the knee itself and it attaches to the back of the knee itself. And so I've got that muscle pulling like the daylights to keep that,
yes.
that femur where it needs to go. And then I've got the muscles in the, quads, in the front is trying to pull it to the inside. So I give you that visualization. So when you're doing the biofeedback and looking at it, what we want to do is in that way that I showed you in that distortion and how it's this being at odds with each other. When you're doing the biofeedback and you're doing the visualization around it, what we want is we want those bones. We literally want to visualize those bones falling back into the center of the socket. That can happen even with a knee injury. And the thing that will be have to be worked at, and I don't know whether my sense is that you probably truthfully won't be able to do it completely through doing it holistically, is we've got to get some lubricant back in where we've got bone to bone. So
okay.
as you're looking at this process and working with acupuncture was the other thing I was going to suggest, working with the biofeedback, you may want to look at an orthopedic surgeon and see if there's some way we could put some lubricant or we could do something that could come back and just get some lubrication in that area. Now, I could send you to an orthopedic surgeon, and what they would do is they would try to rebuild that knee. But the issue is that it's the muscles have the memory for so long of how to compensate with this injury so long that even doing that, there's a good chance that those muscles are going to pull it back out of its sockets.
Right.
So that's why it's important for you to do the visualization the way that you're looking at. And that's another part with biofeedback, to be very clear, very strong in your mind. And it's like glute, stop pulling to the left. Quad, stop pulling to the right. And literally programming those muscles to let go. What has occurred is that it's caused you to just be off balance. I think that if we can muscularly work with that, then it will be able, you'll be able to get those muscles back in alignment. I think those bones are going to fall back into the sockets the way they need to. And the knee itself, you won't have as much stress or press or pressure on it. And it may very well, and this is why I said the orthopedic plus the holistic, is it may be that through castor oil or essential oils or even flower essence, you'll be able to build back the body to where it can start creating some of the healing that needs to happen.
Okay.
So that's something to look at. Look at acupuncture to see if we can get the chi going through the knee. By the way, really quickly, that left knee is around self-abandonment. Sweetie, that's your soul knee. Your soul says to me,
no.
It says, Rebecca, honey, you never, ever, ever you cannot. So stop looking outside. Look inside. Your soul is saying, stand tall, be steadfast, move forward, grow, express yourself, and get those muscles back to where they're working in harmony. So there you be. That's the last hurrah on it. So thanks so much, Rebecca. I appreciate your call, and especially for supporting my work and for being with me here.
Yes, yes, you are so welcome, you know, and thank you for sharing, and you just have divine eyes, and you're a beautiful spirit, and I just love you. Thank you so much for assisting all of us.
You are so welcome. Well, boy, is that a great way to end a show. I'll tell you, you start out with it, with all of that, and you start out with it and end with it. I would like to also let you know that I do have my book, What Colors Your Personality, is going to be released in the next couple weeks in paperback. So if you are interested, you can go to hayhouse.com, or when it gets online at amazon.com. It's a wonderful little grounded book to have you discover who you are from the world of personality. Thanks for joining me today. If you want to re-listen to the show or share it with a friend, one of the wonderful things with Contact Talk Radio, you can go to my host page to archives, and you can download it on your MP3 or your iPod, and then we can be with each other in energy day after day after day. Thanks so much for joining me. I'll be back next Wednesday at 10 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time.
You've been listening to the Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com. See you soon.